Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Twins win last night. They beat Chicago, so now a 92-58 record. Mike Max is with us here on WCCO. Maxie, tonight, game two against Chicago, and the Twins last night had another nice effort by Jose Berríos.
Yeah, they need that. They need him to. I think this is – they've done a really good job this year of looking out in 4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is, and saying, what do we need to be? Where are we at? Where does this roster have to be at? And right now for Berríos, they're going, okay, we got to get this guy ready for opening night in the playoffs. We got to get him. He's going to – Pineda's out. He's not an option. Odorizzi's okay, but he'd be better at number two. We got to get Berríos so that he's peaking in October, and we got to get him and the bullpen, keep the bullpen active for the next 2 weeks, because they're going to win this thing, and they're going to play Houston or New York in the first round, and you're allowed to think about that and to position yourself and to set your rotation up and all those things. That's the benefit of having a cushion and probably clinching this thing, you know, with room to spare, so you're not going to have to burn up arms the last weekend of the season or anything like that. And Berríos has got to be the key. Now, the good news is Berríos really wants to be that guy. That's number one. When you got a guy that wants to be the ace, that takes care of part of it, because mentally he gets up every day and he wants to prove that he's an ace, that he's worthy of the all-star games that he's pitched in the last 2 years. But he struggled this year some too. Struggled to find whether it was his confidence or, you know, everybody says it was about his location, not locating his fastball the way that he wanted. Either way, if he can get pushed past that, then you got something for that, you know, that first game of the playoffs, because you want to go in there with somebody feeling good about your starting pitching. And they might even throw a bullpen game or an opener game in you know, when they get to the playoffs, because, you know, this last weekend it worked well enough and they got enough arms out there. Now, they may do something like that because they may look at their number three pitcher as the best option is to try to piece that thing together. But you still want one guy at the top of the rotation that you look to and say, okay, that's the guy I want on the mound to start it, or if I've got one big game to pitch.
It's Timberwolves night tonight at the Twins game, and that made me think of Jordan Murphy signing with the Wolves in the G League.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that he didn't go over and play in Europe, although he still could. He did well enough in Vegas in their summer camp that they came away going, okay, this is a guy. You know, the truth is what he's doing is he's helping them develop young players in Iowa. At the same time, he gets a look from the Timberwolves and every other NBA team, because they're all scouting the G League. So if he really wants and is really committed to trying to make it in the NBA, the G League is the way to go. You make less money than you would had he taken an option over in Europe, because he'd have played well in Europe. Boy, his skill set would have played well in a lot of European leagues over there. They're looking for big and physical Americans to come over there and push people around, and Jordan Murphy is just that. Now, he's still got that option in his back pocket, but he gets to try to prove himself, gets to live the NBA dream, and then maybe he can always pivot if that doesn't work, but it's kind of a safe signing for the Timberwolves right now.
Maxie, what did Mike Zimmer say yesterday about that Dalvin Cook penalty in the end zone on that touchdown catch by Diggs?
Well, they're a little bit perplexed by it, and Cook's perplexed by it as well, because he still doesn't know, you know, what he did. But you go back and forth with some kind of a conclusion, and you got to be really careful if you're Mike Zimmer or the others, that you don't say too much in the heat of the moment, because that leads to fines and everything else that aren't good. But I think they were perplexed by it, because I don't think that they saw, and they thought that they were, you know, within the rules, and so that's. Those are head scratchers for them, but you got to get through those. But they, you know, that was significant. But I mean, Von Diggs takes his helmet off in the end zone and moves him back on an extra point. There were lots of things there, and it's badly. I think they blew that call. I don't know, but they had so many plays that you could point to. You know, Cousins missing Thielen when he's just wide open for a 20-yard gain, and he just throws it over his head. I mean, you just can't do that at that level when they give you a reception like that. So I don't, and Zimmer's pretty good about this, about saying, okay, you know, maybe that happened, but, you know, we got enough things we got to clean up here ourselves.
Wilder skating tonight.
Mm-hmm. They got their first game tonight. Of course, they, you know, practice started Friday, first game on Tuesday. That's the NHL. They've been skating for so long. And I was out there the other day visiting with some of the different players. Jason Zucker comes in a little bit different mindset because he's been through the, you know, all that went on this offseason with the general manager change and all that affected him as much as anybody else. And, you know, Matt Dumba was the interesting one the other day that we talked to because he was really that off-season injury really emotionally and mentally didn't do a number on him. Probably the healthiest thing that could happen to him because it made him realize how much he missed this game and how badly he wants to play it again. As he had to sit and watch his team play from the sidelines and on TV. They signed Spurgeon for a big contract the other day. He's something, man. He just every time I see him, he amazes me because if he was walking down the street, you would in 100 years you wouldn't say there's a big time hockey player. He's you know he's all about 5'9" and he has. Absolutely no, he's not vocal, he's not loud, he's just a nice young guy, and you know, he worthy of the contract, just did everything right every day. But as I mentioned the other day, we had Bill Guerin on Sunday, it's all about them getting this culture figured out so that they get everybody headed in the right same direction, and that's going to be the entire focus of training camp. They know what these guys can do. It's pretty much the same roster with a few changes. They know what these guys can do. It's going to be all about Boudreaux and Guerin trying to get that culture changed.
I will talk to you tomorrow morning, see what you've found out on your many travels today. You're a guy that said everything, talking to everybody, Max. You love having you on here every day.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks so much.
One of the best, Mike Max, WCCO on the morning news. Twins play tonight. We'll start the broadcast at 5:30, and we're looking forward to that here on WCCO. First pitch again. Don't forget now, if you're going to the ballpark, 6:40, school night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.